continuing local high school basketball coverage on 94.3 KNIA. Indianola boys basketball survives and advances 69-55 over the Rail Splitters of Des Moines Lincoln, joined by senior guard CJ Keel. CJ, I know you played this squad a couple weeks ago, but this seemed like a different Rail Splitter squad tonight, weren't they?
Yeah, it was. We knew they were going to come out with more energy because it's just a playoff game and it's win or go home. So, you know, we came out a little shaky and, settled down at halftime and then came out and ended up getting it done.
Well, talk a little bit about the defense in that second half, because we try our best to keep track of stats up here, but it didn't look like the Indians were getting many points off of turnovers in that first half. Second half kind of turned that around, then ended up being a huge difference in the game.
Yeah, we made some adjustments at halftime with how we were defending some screens, which ended up working out well and, got them off their game, and that's pretty much the key of what helped us to win tonight.
Well, it felt like, again, they just had some active hands, really aggressive on the defensive end. How did you want to try and attack that was working in that second half after the Indians maybe struggled a bit on offense in the first half?
Yeah, so we were just amped up. You know, they were all up in our grill, and so, just had to keep telling ourselves to settle down, take care of the ball. You know, don't try to do too much. You know, use some passes and don't dribble too much.
We'll talk a little bit about late game execution. The Indians kind of build that big lead. You start to kind of salt the game away. That's been a strength of this Indianola squad over the past couple of years. So talk about how kind of you factor in on that.
Yeah, so, you know, we got into a rhythm. We went on a little run. And, that, you know, that just built some confidence for us. And, you know, when we're all on the same page, just, you know, it's hard to beat.
After a three-game losing streak in the middle of this season, I talked to Coach Watson, and he said you guys looked at film, and it was, we're getting the good shots, we're getting the shots we want, they just aren't going down. Since that point, it felt like the Indians have had a lot more confidence. Is that what you've been seeing?
Yeah, so in practice, you know, we've had some drills just solely focused on shooting and just visualization of shooting and, you know, watching NBA players shoot and, you know, just the confidence and, I think ever since then our confidence has built, including mine, with shooting the ball. So.
All right. Well, again, survive in advance. Moving on to Ankeny Centennial to try and get to the district final. What do you want to see from the Indians over the next week as you prepare for Friday night?
Oh, you just got to come out focused and got to attack right away.
All right. Well, you also made a recent commitment. Go to play at the next level next year. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah. So I committed to University of Nebraska-Kearney to play football.
All right. Well, I'm assuming you'll play defensive back out there as well?
Yeah, they recruited me for safety.
All right, perfect. Well, congratulations, best of luck, and we'll see you Friday night.
Thank you.